Transamerica Knowledge Briefs, building your investing and financial know-how. Welcome to Transamerica's Knowledge Briefs, a program that offers investment and financial information to retirement plan participants. The Federal Reserve, how the Fed affects you. This podcast focuses on the Federal Reserve, its origins, its policies, and how the central bank's decisions can affect your financial situation. How many times have you heard the Fed or the Federal Reserve referred to in the media and wondered how this institution affects you? Usually, the workings of the Federal Reserve go unnoticed by most people. It's only during periods of economic downturn or accelerating inflation that the Fed's actions draw wide attention. Before we discuss how the policies of the Federal Reserve affect you directly, let me give you a brief history of this institution, which is often referred to as the nation's central bank. The Federal Reserve System was established by Congress in 1913. It consists of a Board of Governors headquartered in Washington, D.C., and 12 reserve banks located in major cities throughout the country. The Federal Reserve System is an independent entity within the government. It derives its authority from Congress and is subject to oversight by Congress. However, its decisions do not have to be ratified by either the President or the executive or legislative branches of government. The Federal Reserve does not receive funding from Congress. Its income comes primarily from the following: interest on U.S. government securities that it trades, foreign currency investments, fees for services to banks and other financial institutions, and interest on loans made to these financial institutions. It's usually the Federal Reserve's decisions regarding monetary policy or the regulation of money supply and interest rates that are reported in the news. When the economy is weak, you may hear that the Federal Reserve is loosening its monetary policy. This usually means that the central bank is reducing interest rates in an effort to make more money available to consumers and businesses. The Federal Reserve does not lower all interest rates. It trims only the federal funds rate, which is the rate that banks charge each other for overnight loans. A reduction in the federal funds rate often triggers a decline in interest rates on credit cards, automobile loans, mortgages, and business loans. Lower rates make it more attractive for consumers to purchase goods and services, and with lower rates, businesses tend to spend more on hiring workers, buying equipment, or investing in the development of new products. Increased spending on the part of consumers and businesses over time boosts economic growth. During periods of accelerating inflation, you are likely to hear that the Federal Reserve is tightening monetary policy. This usually means that the central bank is increasing interest rates in an effort to make money less available to consumers and businesses, making it more expensive to finance the purchases of goods and services. Just a word about inflation. Inflation is the increase in the price of goods and services. Inflation erodes the purchasing power of the dollar because as costs rise, the dollar buys fewer goods and services. The Federal Reserve is vigilant about inflation. Over time, the annual rate of inflation has fluctuated greatly. But the Federal Reserve tries to maintain an annual rate of inflation in the 2-3% range. During periods of robust economic growth, inflation can move out of that range, and the Federal Reserve may raise the federal funds rate. A higher federal funds rate often causes an upturn in interest rates on credit cards, automobile loans, mortgages, and other items. As a result, consumers tend to purchase fewer goods and services. When interest rates on business loans move higher, businesses are also likely to reduce spending. Over time, as consumer and business demand declines, the economy cools, the cost of goods and services tends to go down, and the rate of inflation drifts lower. Over the years, the Federal Reserve's actions have brought stability to the country's financial system and to the economy. We hope this podcast has been informative and helpful to you. To read or listen to more knowledge briefs, visit Transamerica Knowledge Briefs at ta-retirement.com.